Assalamu alaikum everyone, masa al khair. This is Sarah Abdulaziz, Senior Risk Officer at Saab Takaful. My background is that I'm a graduate of Syracuse University from New York with a bachelor degree of risk management and insurance. My minor is insurance and my concentration is enterprise risk management. I've recently got certified as a governance, risk, and compliance professional, also as an auditor from Lyuron, and I'm gladly sharing this experience with you guys, where I could share some of my knowledge and information that I've humbly collected through the minimal years of experience where I have in field. However, my butter of all what I studied and learned and nursed. Now, in this course, I'll be sharing with you, in general, the risk definitions, the enterprise risk management, and the awareness around it, what the government and the regulators are trying to cascade down to businesses and the tone that they're trying to create within the market, the Saudi specifically insurance market. Also, we're going to go through some examples. We're going to see some of the risk monitoring tools and what is the risk management process goes about. We're going to in a high level way, we're going to go through the risk assessments as well, the criteria and the original equation of how to manage an entity type of risk. We're also going to touch the type or the categories of risks that needs to be monitored. We're going to go through the certain corners of the severity and impact and how they're assessed and basically aggregated within a schedule as well. Last but not least, we could have some misconsumption examples, and I'll be sharing that through two lectures, one today and one after tomorrow. Today I'll be sharing three voice recordings through WhatsApp for you guys to hear. And then from there, we could go ahead and start discussing questions. Please feel free to ask any questions. I'm humbly here to share knowledge. Correct me if I'm mistaken about anything. And here we go. So, let's touch down on the content of this course. As we said, the first thing that we're going to go through is the definition of risk. Now, there is a common perception of risk that it's something to be avoided or minimized, something to be afraid of. When we hear the word risk, we go like, oh my God, it's risks. Let's go. Let's try to manage them. Let's try to react about them. Or sometimes in other entities where they go, no, this is too much work. It's kind of holding us back. Maybe not manage. Maybe not take it. Why fix it when it's not broken? However, if you think not managing risk is less expensive, then try not to manage any of your risks and see how expensive could that be. Events could happen in awkward situations and totally unexpected way where a company could be in their peak and start falling down only because of some risk awareness issues and not having a culturally risk aware and advertised environment within the work. Now, the second thing is, If the risks are to succeed in the long term, business also need to remind themselves that risk taken is a powerful source of reward and opportunity. So when we said that risk is, when we think of it, we always think about the avoidance and minimizing of risks. Let's think of the other approach of it, where the rule goes like, the higher risk you take, the higher reward you might gain. Now, how can we find the balance? This is risk management. It is possible to not always have bad outcomes from risks. Risks can offset some of the great opportunities when it's managed correctly. Now, that means risk is good. And the point of risk management is not to eliminate it. That would eliminate the reward, as we said. The point is basically to manage it. to choose where and to place the bet, where to avoid betting altogether. Basically, that's a saying by A. Stewart. Basically, it says that to choose where to place the bet, where to avoid putting altogether. So that means if you actually know how to play your cards correctly, you might actually or eventually get your reward as expected. It's all about how to calculate it correctly. Now, the enterprise risk management is a thing that is floating all around our markets, trying to be embedded and definitely forced by, or let's say recommended by our regulators as well, to be embedded within the market, specifically in the insurance market, because we know we all faced that period where the insurance market in Saudi wasn't that stable, and now they're trying to get to more clarity era and transparency and more of a governed and risk-aware and awaken a period of time within the Saudi insurance market, which we are trying to apply. So by adopting the enterprise risk management approach, a framework and the management practices will basically elevate the outcomes and the rewards and the avoidance of many scenarios. Now, basically, the ERM is all about two things, A and B. A is to minimize the threats, and then B is to maximize the opportunities. How can we minimize our threats and maximize our opportunities is through asking yourself three questions. So we're not saying basically that through asking yourself three questions, you're gonna cure the risk management defaults that you have within the company. However, we're saying by doing that and trying to adopt that within the day-to-day job, being aware of the decisions you take, then you will be aware of the risks that you're accepting or trying to avoid or trying to monitor or trying to offset. It's just a very helpful way. That's what makes an organization risk aware. So we said A and B, minimize the threats and maximize the opportunities. Now, how to do that is by asking yourself three questions. Are we taking the right risks? And the key word in here is the right risks. That means the type of risk. Number two question, which is, are we taking the right amount of risk? And that's the second key word, right amount of risk. So the proportion and the tolerance that you build and the wanting of acceptance or avoiding risk is another area that we have to look through. Question number three goes, do we have the right processes to manage the risk? So basically, now that we are either accepting or avoiding or whatever type of decision that we had to go through or we settled on to manage the identified risk, how are we processing it? How are we managing it? Do we have the processes in-house ready for us? And that could basically emphasize the mitigation process, or does it minimize all of it? How healthy are we when it comes to our control environment within the company? So we need to be aware of, again, the right type of risk, the right amount of risk, and if we have the right processes to manage the risks that we have identified. And that way, we could consider that the company is applying the ERM within their framework. That's how we minimize the threats and maximize the opportunities. And that's basically the glory of risk management. Now, everyone is managing risks without actually really knowing it. The level of acceptable risk, which is risk appetite, will vary and needs to be determined and can change over time. We need to understand that the type of risks, the exposure, the scenarios could always run differently. So it's very important for us to be updated and kept on a momentum. An enterprise risk assessment should include the corporate business plan, the external environment factors, and the performance drivers to arrive at the risks that matter. So not every risk deserves to be changed. Knowing that employees take pens from the company is definitely, let's say, a risk of misplacing our outsources or not handling company property well. However, does it really matter if we don't have a system that is not applied and we're manually adopting processes and human error is very high in the company? So we go again and say, not every risk needs to be managed. Now, as we said, the corporate business plan, the external environment factors, the performance drivers, those are the type of guidance you need to build the brainstorming once you need to identify what type of risks are you facing. Because all companies have risks, all departments have risks, and everyone thinks that they are the priority when it comes to remediation. So if you are a department owner or a head, and you have identified several issues within your department that basically could maximize or minimize the threats and the risks of the company, and you propose these to the head of business or whatever kind of committee you submit to basically get approvals. And they go like, why should we pick your risks and remediate them while the other department owner have just approached us also and proposed a set of risks? So what gives you the priority over him and what gives him the priority over you? In that content, we understand that risks needs to be identified and thrown in a basket. After that, picked single-handedly, assessed, and filtered through the risk management filters, which are three filters. And that basically touches very high level on the risk areas identified that need to be prioritized. Now, how to prioritize? We said through the three risk filters. It's the impact and likelihood and risk control. Again, the impact, likelihood, and risk control. The impact on the organization objective, should the risk occur, is an area that needs to be identified through the identified risks. And then the likelihood that the risk will occur is another area where we should look at it. The potential to improve the risk control is also an area that needs to be looked at. And that's where we're assessing our control and processes, internal control and processes environment. Now, I want to go through some misconception about the ERM and how it's applied in companies and some of the basically famous lines that we hear by our colleagues or maybe in the culture in general of a risk person who works and applies their control within a company. Now, the misconception about the enterprise risk management could go in several scenarios, but I'm just going to give a high-level scenarios over here. So, it's a statement, and you could tell me if you think it's right or wrong. We could discuss it later on, but I'm just going to give the statement and then give you a briefer of how it's misconcepted. Internal audit is the same as ERM. Now, internal audits are assurance. That's what they bring to the organization, the assurance. However, an ERM gives the pre-look, the pre-control, the judgments, the remediation, the support. They don't test unless if they have applied. They don't approach unless if they were contributed or actually within the process of remediating such a weak area, high level area, a high risk area or a low risk area or whatever type of area identified within the department. So an auditor gives the assurance that all the processes that should be in place are in place. Risk gives the assurance and the support, but the support in the first place, that these risks are managed and looked through and identified and understood by the owners, and that there is an active action plan to remediate and bring the risk identified to an acceptable level of risk, or maybe to a level where it's profitable to the business. All right, so internal audit is the same as enterprise risk management is a wrong statement. It's a false. Now, the second statement goes, the risk management equals risk elimination, which is wrong as well. Risk management is not risk elimination. It's basically knowing how to calculate the risks. As we said before, knowing how to place your bets. And that's how you prevent the negative outcomes from occurring and mitigating the risks that you're trying to avoid in order to actually gain some reward. The third misconception is that the risk management is a separate risk management department that owns the risks of the organization. Now, that's a huge and seriously, if all what I get out of this course that I'm giving you guys, or this awareness lecture that I'm giving, is the understanding of all the crowd listening to me, that the ownership of risks stays with the risk identifier, the risk place. So if I have identified a risk within operations, then it stays within operation. They manage the risk. They are the risk owner. Risk management is never an owner of business risks. Risk management provide the support to the business in a way. So, and that's how it's basically the ownership could be such a huge problem within a company, because not only that slows down the remediation action and the action plan and trying to mitigate, but that also creates uncertainty and in a way unneeded discussions where you have to actually go through risks and have to support in a way where it's not your place, and you might be applying too much knowledge where you could be conflicting. So it's really important for people to know within an organization that whoever identifies the risks within the area or even within another area, that belongs to the area owner. It doesn't belong to the risk management team or function. Risk management team or function identifies, keep, and mitigate these risks within action plans and remediation plans to an acceptable level of risk. So, and the last thing is additional work and extra business processes. That's what risk management is. Well, I can't really say anything, but I know that some people tend to not really be as active or maybe exposed to the risk management team. However, a lot of challenging happens when the head department or the owner of the risk is thinking that we could only bring their ways obstacles or stuff that holds them from doing their day-to-day jobs. Or you need to, as a responsible person within an organization, you need to hold responsibility of your own risks within your own area. You need to be aware. You need to be understanding that once you remediate, that brings you to a better place in business conduct. That brings you to a legitimate place where you are placing your bets with no fear or uncertainty. And that's the thing that we're trying to basically avoid within the risk management assessment and applying all these rules and different scenarios to your business. allow me to break right now, and I'll be coming back with another voice recording where I'm talking more about the regulatory expectations and the accountability risk metric within a three line of defense. Also, and how enterprise risk management is applied within a practice. Now, the next voice recording won't hold all that content. However, some of it is going to be shared within this section, and then the next section coming up in after tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you guys again. I'll be coming back to you soon.